Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 115, The Judgment Day. Jesus spoke of the judgment day when he walked among men. He said, "Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." John chapter 12, verse 48. Jesus spoke of a day of judgment on the last day. He said the two kinds of words were important: what we say and what he said. We will be judged by his words and by our words. This means that we need to pay attention to what we say and to what he says in the Bible. But how can we be sure that there really will be a day of judgment? Well, we can be sure there's a judgment because he proved there would be a judgment by his own resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Paul said, "God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. We can be sure there's a judgment day, and we can be sure that everyone on earth will be there. The climax of the judgment scene is recorded by John in the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell, Hades, delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 13. Here are some clear facts about the judgment from the Bible. Fact number one, man must give account of himself on the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Romans chapter 14, verses 10 and 12. Fact number two, all of us shall appear at the judgment. Acts 17, verse 31, 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, verse 10. Fact number three, we're to be judged by how we measure up to the Word of God. John chapter 12, verse 48, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 13. And fact number four, we need to get ready for the judgment day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 through 41. Now, if Jesus is going to be the judge, and his words are going to be the standard or rule by which we're judged, then it becomes very important that we learn what his words are. In the great Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Those who do his will not receive this condemnation and punishment. What will you say at the judgment. Thank you for your call.
The message you have...